Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is March 17th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, and don't drink the green beer. Go out, get yourself some of the good brown stuff. Much better for you. First up in the news, the new D40X gets an underwater case from Fantasy. So if you're in the market for the new version of the D40, and you want to go swimming, go diving, you're in luck. You can get one of the awesome underwater housings for that camera body. If you'd like to hear all about what we have to say about PMA, or specifically what the image doctors have to say about PMA, please download their latest episode and check out the blog for the reports about what happened this year in Las Vegas. Some of it had to stay there, but the rest of it you can hear all about. So I'll get those links in my blog for you, and you can check those out directly. In much sadder news, Monte Zucker, a very well-known and respected portrait photographer, passed away Friday. He will be sorely missed. Moving on to the forums. In the Travel and Getting Together forums, there is a request for shooting info for Maine in the U.S. of A. So if you're from Maine, or you've done a lot of photography in Maine, please check out the blog for the link to the thread. And if you're listening, I used to live there, but I didn't do a whole lot of photography because I didn't have a very good camera. However, my brother and I did get out there one Memorial Day weekend, and we had some fantastic weather, some great blue sky, and it was great. So I would suggest kind of end of May through summer to get the best light, the best weather. Otherwise, it's just cold and nasty and horrible. Unless you like snow. And then go there in the dead of winter. You could get great pictures of snow. I'd like to announce the upcoming Nikonians Academy workshops. These are for this month, coming up really quick. In Houston, Texas, on the 22nd and 23rd of March, is our D2X, D2X S1 N2 workshop. On the 24th of March is our Capture NX workshop. And on the 25th is the ITTL workshop. So if you're going to be in Houston, there seems to be room left in these workshops, so check out the blog, get the link directly, and see if you can attend. In Dallas, Texas, both the D200 and the ITTL workshops have sold out. However, there are still spaces available for the March 30th workshop on the D80, the D70, and the D70S, as well as the March 31st workshop on Capture NX. So if you're interested, and if you're in Texas, why don't you check out those workshops? They're absolutely fantastic. Now, I got a message from our founder wanting me to make an announcement that I seems to have missed in my browsing around the community. We have a poll up on a possible Nikonians event in Aries, France in early July. So if you're one of our European members or you're going to be in France in July, please vote in our poll if you're interested in us setting up this possible event. And just check out the blog as usual for the direct link to that poll. Now, this is what you've been waiting for. The winner of the first in a series of four HP A716 printers. Yes, I finally found out which printer model we have, and it's the A716. This one takes all varieties of memory cards, as well as plugging in to your camera if it is PicBridge enabled, or into your computer. Both Mac and PCs are perfectly fine. It has a pop-up view screen, which is really kind of neat, in-printer memory storage, and prints up to 5x7-inch borderless prints. So not only can you make 4x6s, but you can make 5x7 prints. Now, I want to thank everybody for your entries. It's really, really, really difficult to sit down, read through them, and then choose a winner. I want to give one to everybody, but I don't think they'll let me do that because we only have four to give away and I don't have enough money to buy everybody a printer. So, this week's winner has to be my new friend Luke Bertels. Now, Luke is the 10-year-old son of our Nikonians member by the name of Saber. You might see him haunting around the forums, and I got an email from his son who happily listens to our podcasts and is currently saving up his pocket money for his very own D40. He currently uses a little point-and-shoot camera to teach himself photography. And he says he needs the HP PhotoSmart printer so he doesn't have to bug his dad to use his big printer. And I understand that, and I think most parents understand that. And I just had to give Luke my first printer. So what I've done is included a picture Luke took into the blog so everybody can take a look at where this wonderful 10-year-old is starting out, and we can all encourage him to go out and shoot more pictures. So for the second printer, so for this week's entries, I want a photographic entry. So I want a picture that shows me why you need my second HP printer. So keep them small. I'm looking at about 100 megabytes. Make them little. Drop the resolution down because, we can totally overload an email box pretty quickly. So a small snapshot and a two-sentence explanation. The subject should be contest entry week two. Now, there's nothing keeping you from entering again if you did enter last week. I'm saving up all the entries and might decide to play around with those for the last printer or the last two printers, depending on my creativity level in asking you guys to submit contest entries. So, once again, send an email to me at Nikonians at newsflash@nikonians.org. I'm getting ahead of myself. That is newsflash@nikonians.org with the subject line contest entry week two. Attach a small photo and a two-sentence explanation, and please, to make my life a bit easier, include your full name and mailing address. Luke, I need you to email me your mailing address, please, so I can get that printer shipped out to you as soon as possible. If you have any questions for me, you can email me as well. Or if you have any requests or announcements, I'll be more than happy to make those. And you can check out the podcast feedback forum if you have any questions for me, any topics that you'd like everybody to be involved with, or if you just want to drop a line to any one of the podcast team, go ahead and use that forum. Well, that's all for me this week. Hope you all have a fantastic St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I will be back next week with our next winner and the next edition of Nikonian's News Flash.